are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at Jason Braddock today, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first hour, you had some good texts and stuff. We had our college football picks and just some general fun and frivolity. As AJ's off today, he's off getting drunk. So Jason Braddock's filling in. And
sober.
Yeah, I know. You actually, when you played poker at my place, you were the only guy that wasn't drinking. What's up with that?
I've never drank.
Okay.
Smoke might be something different. Never drank.
You should have hung around afterwards then. But
I didn't get the invite.
Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. And I'm waiting. I have plans tonight when I get home because one of the places that I go to a lot, I was able to get some 2013 Pumpkinator on tap. So that growler is going to get abused this evening, but we'll see how it goes. All right.
Everything you just said was Greek to me.
I know. That's what I love. I love this. I can sit there. John knows what I'm talking about.
I felt like you just made up words and put them together.
John, will you translate for him, please?
Fred's drinking a lot of beer tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. A growler is a rather large thing that you fill. Go to places, they fill it with beer for you, you pay for it, and you go home and you drink it. That's what a growler is. 2013 Pumpkinator is from St. Arnold's, which is one of our local breweries, and it's a terrific beer.
Yes, a growler is a lot of beer. That's a lot of beer.
Yeah, it's 64 ounces is what I have. So
it's like the alcoholic's version of a big gulp.
The term alcoholic is the drunk's version.
The drunk.
Yeah, I prefer the term drunk, okay?
Okay, not alcoholic.
No.
Just constantly drunk.
Not constantly. I'm not drunk right now. I don't get drunk until after the show.
But do you have at least a good buzz going?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's just poor radio.
Well, I'm sorry. John won't let us bring alcohol in here.
Get a growler.
He knows better because that's what happens. We bring a growler in here by the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to be like, bleep you, Lee. Oh, dump that. Exactly.
Just slap a ESPN 97.5 logo on it. John could be all right with it.
Oh, I'm sure he'd be all right with it as long as we didn't abuse it. But the problem is, that's one of the things. You open that door, mm-hmm. We're going to be in here every day. Hey, man, I brought this. Cool. Let's have this. Boom. Next thing you know, we're all fired. Or at least suspended again. Anyway, let's go through the NFL, and somehow I'm going to have to find three plays out of this. I honestly do not have a game that stands out to me, but we'll start with Texans-Panthers. You actually think the Texans are going to win. Panthers are -3. I think that number is exactly where it should be, and I'm real curious to see what happens if Kuechly doesn't play, which isn't looking good right now.
Yeah, they say it'll be very telling on Luke Kuechly. Tomorrow will be the biggest day. He didn't practice again today. He's listed as doubtful. I wouldn't expect him to play. Star Lutulele is also a guy that might not play in this game. Kyle Love would step up in his place. Michael Orr against Jadeveon Clowney. J.J. Watt against Mike Rammers. I like the Texans in this game. I'll take Houston.
All right. Tampa Bay +9.5 at New Orleans. And there was a time when the Saints at home were just money in the bank.
Right.
And it's not the case anymore. I don't really know. There's a time I would have just unloaded on the Saints here and felt good about it.
Especially with how bad Tampa Bay is.
Yeah, well, how bad they looked. But if you remember, you know, they got just absolutely destroyed by the Falcons and then came back and beat the Steelers the next week last year. So I could see them bouncing back. No play for me again. But I think the Saints win. But, man, 9.5 seems ridiculous.
Yeah, with the Bucs getting 9.5, that offensive line is brutally bad. Watching what Tennessee did to it, they were constantly in Jameis Winston's face. You have a rookie quarterback. That being said, the Saints wasn't lighting the world on fire with their pass rush last week. I don't even think they recorded a sack, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think they have a pass rush to speak of.
Right? Well, their top pass rusher, Cam Jordan, he's out slapping girls on the butt in the club. So, I mean, if he focused on making that contact with quarterbacks, they'd probably have a little bit better of a pass rush.
Is that wrong? Are you not allowed to do that?
Well, if you're getting action on the field.
If you're invited to slap, aren't you? Like,
well, she was with her boyfriend, and so that's what led to the confrontation and the police complaint.
All
right. So, I mean, that might be frowned upon. Not so much in New Orleans, but in Houston,
yeah,
maybe.
But what if you're invited? I'm just curious.
Oh, if you're invited, then, you know, full access.
Okay, so that's fine. All right,
yeah,
just checking.
But I'll take Tampa Bay on that one. I just don't think they can exploit how bad the Tampa Bay offensive line is.
I'm actually – the one thing I'm kind of interested in is the over 47.5. Mm-hmm. I may be looking at that. Okay, 49ers plus 6.5 at the Steelers. I think the Steelers, they had their chances in that game against the Patriots. The 49ers, to me, a little bit phony. I think that that opener is not what they're going to be this season. I just don't think they're very good. I think Steelers win this game, but the number's right where I think it should be. Inside a touchdown, I kind of like the Steelers here. If it gets over that, I'd go the other way with the 49ers.
Yeah, for me, I agree with you. I think the San Francisco Monday night game was phony. I don't think they're as good as they looked in that game. I think they'll have some issues. That being said, the Steelers' defense is definitely missing Dick LeBeau, and they have no identity right now. So give me the plus 6.5 with San Francisco there.
See, I'm going to disagree with you on Dick LeBeau because, if you remember, they looked just as disorganized last year. It's one of the reasons why they were willing to let him go. All right, we'll get to that later.
Sure.
Detroit plus 2 at Minnesota. I'm more interested in the over here, 43.5. I think this thing goes over. But as far as the game's concerned, the Lions, I think the Lions bounce back with a good effort. I also think the Vikings are going to play a lot better, which is why I like the over. But I'm so scared of how bad they looked on offense against a terrible team in San Francisco. I know they're going to bounce back, but I'm probably going to lean Lion here. But I don't have a good feel for it either way, other than I think there's going to be more than 43.5 points scored.
Yeah, minus 2.5. This was a tough one for me, but making a decision on it, I would take the Vikings minus, you know, the Vikings with a field goal. I think this definitely is going to be a field goal game one way or the other. Adrian Peterson finally back at home playing in front of that home crowd. I think they bounce back a little bit. I'm going to take the Vikings here.
Patriots and Bills are a pick 'em. And this is a game that I'm just looking forward to watching.
Right.
I love that Rex and his guys are tweaking the hell out of the Patriots, but you know that's a bear I wouldn't want to poke because whenever they seem to get their backs against the wall, that's when they perform their best. This is another one. The Patriots, a lot of times they lose early games to AFC East rivals, and everybody's kind of overreacting to the Bills. I'm probably going Patriots here simply because as good as the Bills looked against the Colts, I think it's a different animal that they're facing this week, and I'm not going to be surprised either way. I like this Bills team, but I'll take the Patriots.
Bills, one of the best defensive lines in the NFL. The Patriots, 60% of their line is going to have rookies involved right there from the guard all the way to the center. So I think the Bills can create some issues up front on the interior. Patriots just traded for a vet body, and it was Keyshawn Martin. Screams desperation to me. Some holes in that Patriots defense as well. I can't believe I'm taking the Tyrod Taylor-led Bills offense over the Tom Brady-led Patriots, but I'm going to go to Bills.
Well, I wouldn't. Nobody's going to fault you for that. That's why it's a pick 'em. I took one, you took the other. So it makes perfect sense. Cardinals minus 2 at Chicago. Boy, the Bears have just been a train wreck at home against the spread. Cardinals looking pretty good. As long as Carson Palmer's healthy, this is a good football team. I'm going to take the Cardinals here.
I'm right there with you. You know, you're giving up. You know, you're not even giving up a field goal to the Bears. Alshon Jeffries might not play. Cutler's always been a train wreck. They're switching over from a 4-3 to a 3-4 in Chicago. I like Arizona, and I love rookie running back David Johnson. Even though they're saying Chris Johnson will get the bulk of the carries and they'll ease David Johnson in, I think they step on that pedal a little bit quicker than what they think right now, and David Johnson will become a household name for Arizona Cardinals. This is one of the three games I'm betting in the NFL this week, and I'm taking the Cardinals.
Okay. We'll do one more, and then we'll go to break and finish off the rest of them. But here's one of those things that I think is a little bit of an overreaction. Tennessee, a 2-point favorite at Cleveland. And Tennessee went in and housed the Bucks last week. Marcus Mariota looked fantastic. Cleveland, I know the score looked bad against the Jets, but McCown got hurt. They had the fumble through the end zone that should have been a touchdown. That game was actually on its way to being pretty close. I think the Browns cover and probably win this game. I hate putting any money in trusting, you know, Sir Jonathan Football.
Right.
But this is one of those classic overreaction lines. If I were playing it, I would take the Browns. The good news is I'm not playing it.
I'm 100% there with you. I'm not comfortable playing this game, but if I was going to put money on it, I would be with Cleveland as well. 100%, I think you stated right, overreaction game with making Tennessee the favorites here. A couple things different than what Tennessee saw and Tampa last week. It's not an easy Tampa, too, and Marcus Mariota can just do a play-action, quick slant pass over and over and over again, and Kendall Wright takes it for 50 yards. This Brown defense can shut down the run up front with their top pick, Danny Shelton. They got a strong line. They also have Joe Hayden and Tremon Williams there at cornerback, so not having any depth outside of Kendall Wright at wide receiver will make it much more difficult for Marcus Mariota this week. Give me Cleveland.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll finish these off, try to get them done, have some time, maybe squeeze in a call, and then RJ Bell at the bottom of the hour. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. It's back. Jeremy Branham and Barry Laminack have resurrected Houston game day. Tune in at 10 a.m. Sunday to hear the best pregame show in Houston. Jeremy and Barry get you ready for all of the NFL games on Sunday. That should be an interesting pairing. Did you put that together, John? Is that you?
Yeah, had some interest, yeah. Both parties.
Yeah, that's why you're the boss, man. Yeah, the best thing about John is he has to deal with all the political stuff around here, and AJ and I can just stay the hell out of it. That's why we appreciate John.
He allowed you to keep your hands clean.
Well, no, basically what we could do is come back
clean.
And we can second guess stuff later. It's easier. Just come back and say, wow, how'd you let that happen, John? Come on, man. Yeah. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And just one. So if you're one of those folks that missed the last segment and want the college picks, just go to podcastarena.com. It'll be up very shortly. And Podcast Arena is our new site that owned by Gal Media here. It's got a lot of great stuff on it, all the Yahoo stuff, all the ESPN shows. We're going to be doing some really exciting stuff on Podcast Arena. In fact, that's where you're going to be able to buy our gambling book, which is almost done. We're very close. I know people keep asking me about that. It's going to be within a couple of weeks that we'll have it available for you. And the great thing about it is it's everything that we've ever talked about on the show put in one place, and it's, as far as audiobooks go, it's going to be very affordable. We're going to have it in at a very good price for people, because we want it to be, you know, we want to help the Blitzers out. So that'll be coming very soon. And people keep asking what happened to the old podcast stuff. Everything now is Podcast Arena. It's also very mobile friendly. Great site. So check it out. And I also want to mention that I had one pick for the Canadian Football League this week. The 1-10 Saskatchewan Rough Riders are -2. They're going to win and win big. So there's a CFL play for you.
Who are they playing up against?
What's that?
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Ottawa
Red Blacks.
The Red Blacks, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So and they're getting Kevin Glenn back, who was their second quarterback who got hurt. So I expect them to win easily. Somebody asked early in the week, said Temple might be a player. Are you off that now? I don't know yet whether I'm going to play it or not. I'm looking at it. But those are for the show. Those are the ones we're doing. I'll probably have. Well, I've got four for sure that I'm doing. I might play five or six. I'll probably play more college this week because I just do not like the NFL. There's no games where I think the line's out of whack. There's not any angles that I'm in love with. I'll pick three for the purposes of what we're doing, but I don't know that I'm betting anything this weekend on the NFL. And you know what? That's one of the things we always talk about. That RJ always says is one of the best weapons you have is the ability to pass on a game. So.
Yeah, usually I'm between two and four games that I really like. I had to force the issue with two games this week in the NFL.
See, that's, well, one thing you don't want to do is force it.
Bad word choice there.
Anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And Jason Braddock, of course. We were just talking, though, off air a little bit about why was Rick Smith the one doing the press conference today to talk about the field? Shouldn't that be a Jamie Roots thing?
Yeah, Rick mentioned that he's a part of the competition committee, and I don't think
that makes it sound even more like he just got his nose slapped in.
Exactly. When he just came out freelance and speaking and mentioned that he's a part of the competition committee, that made me feel that was mentioned as a part that's where the pressure came on him for them to make the decision. Obviously, they're saying they made the decision, which that's what you'd expect them to do. But, yeah, same thing you were saying in the break is exactly what I was thinking, that this seemed like something better suited for Jamie Roots to be delivering.
Yeah, the whole thing is strange, but I'm glad they're doing something finally. It's just – this is something that should have been done years ago.
Yeah, I guess it don't matter how you get there. Maybe the timing does matter, how far it's taken to get there, and now – you know, they fully expect this to be completely done before their next game against Tampa Bay. So you'll have the number one overall pick, Yeah, that's probably be the answer to a trivia question one day, but have first overall pick Jameis Winston as the first opposing quarterback to play on the artificial turf here.
Yeah, that's a trivia question, all right. See, this is why I'm not doing trivia with you, because you'll come up with stuff like that.
And I'll keep it in the back of the storage for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, really?
And then I'll
who's going to remember that? We'll get to this next segment when we're going to go through all the NFL games, but I find it kind of interesting, the Heisman battles that we've had the last couple of weeks. Last week you had Mariota Winston. This week you're going to have Mariota and Sir Jonathan Football.
Yeah, and I saw somebody actually tweeted out that he plays Mark Ingram and Cam Newton this year.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, is that the last five in a row Heisman?
Well, or
is
there Bob one? Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
So now he just goes by Bob, right?
That's what we call him, yeah.
When you get demoted, you don't even get the full Robert.
No, we've been calling him Bob for a while here, and it always offends Baylor fans. His name's Robert Griffin. Like, yeah, no, he's Bob now. And until he gets back out there and starts going crazy, he's going to be Bob.
Is he still doing scout team safety work up there in Washington?
I'm sure he is, but yeah, that's a guy that just needs to – I think he needs to change the scenery, and I think he needs to – I don't know, man.
That's such a bad situation up there. I mean, just everything that Washington touched, it's like the anti-Midas touch. And that's the reason I took the Dolphins with the Redskins. They kind of scared me last week.
Ooh, that was too scary.
Yeah, Miami finally covered. A couple things fell my way, but I didn't expect to be clinching that tight.
that was my biggest play of the weekend, too. So that was a serious sweat, and I was at the Texans game checking my phone constantly.
Oh, I was, too. And then something happened in the Texans game. I lost focus, and I was like, okay, give me the score. And then it was 17-10. I'm like, okay, so they covered. Because I honestly didn't think that was going to be close. And then I felt like in the Jacksonville situation, I got killed. Your starting wide receiver goes out injured and comes back in, but he was never the same guy. Your star wide receiver, and you lose your starting left tackle all early on in that game. Jacksonville was up, what was it? I think Jacksonville was up 9-3 or 9-6 or something like that before Jokel and Allen Robinson went down. And then with Jokel out and Allen Robinson playing injured, Carolina was just easily able to take that game.
Getting some questions about Florida State -7.5 against Boston College tonight. I have no opinion on that one. I'm sorry. I don't. It's just not a game that I'm interested in playing. I think the number's about right. And, yeah, it's just these road teams. We saw this last night with Louisville. These road teams on Thursday, Friday night, or home teams that are dogs, they're hard to bet against. I think Florida State is much better than Boston College, and I think they should go in there and house them. But outside of touchdown, I just can't play it.
And they got the Myrtle Beach kid at quarterback. So for whatever that's worth, I just want to get that out there. Make sure that's known before you make your bet. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, hour away from Florence, South Carolina.
You're kind of a Carolina person, aren't you?
When I was younger, I said any chance I get to put on for my city, I would. So it you brought it up. You brought up the Notre Dame game. The Florida State game. And you got a quarterback that transferred. He just happened to be from Myrtle Beach.
Oh, come on. You want to talk about a reach there. We're going to have to pop your shoulder back into place. Oh, let's go to the Florida quarterbacks from there. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
All right, when we come back, we'll take you through all the NFL games. But you know what? I want to give something away on the way out here. How about two tickets to see the Dynamo take on Sporting Kansas City Wednesday, September 23rd. Kickoff is at 7:30 at BBVA Compass Stadium. Special offers for next Wednesday's game are now available. Plus, there's a post-game fireworks show presented by Kroger. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. Caller number 10. You're going to see the Dynamo.
That sounds like opposing strippers fighting off Dynamo versus Sporting Kansas City.
Like Sporting Ladies?
Yeah, Sporting Kansas City against the Dynamo attack. Like, I picture Breaking. You remember Breaking from the 80s? The movie with Turbo and Ozone?
Yes.
All right, so that's what I picture.
Then there
was
Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, greatest movie title of all time.
Yeah, pretty much, other than Snakes on a Plane. That was pretty good, too. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll go through the NFL. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. It's back. Jeremy Branham and Barry Laminack have resurrected Houston game day. Tune in at 10 a.m. Sunday to hear the best pregame show in Houston. Jeremy and Barry get you ready for all of the NFL games on Sunday. That should be an interesting pairing. Did you put that together, John? Is that you?
Yeah, that's some interest. Yeah. Both parties.
Yeah, that's why you're the boss, man. You know, the best thing about Jong is he has to deal with all the political stuff around here, and AJ and I can just stay the hell out of it. That's why we appreciate Jong.
He allowed you to keep your hands clean.
Well, no, basically what we can do is come back
clean.
And we can second guess stuff later. It's easier. Just come back and say, "Wow, how'd you let that happen, Jong? Come on, man." Yeah. And anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And just one. So if you're one of those folks that missed the last segment and want the college picks, just go to podcastarena.com. It'll be up very shortly. And Podcast Arena is our new site that owned by Gal Media here. It's got a lot of great stuff on it, all the Yahoo stuff, all the ESPN shows. We're going to be doing some really exciting stuff on Podcast Arena. In fact, that's where you're going to be able to buy our gambling book, which is almost done. We're very close. I know people keep asking me about that. It's going to be within a couple of weeks that we'll have it available for you. And the great thing about it is it's everything that we've ever talked about on the show put in one place, and it's as far as audiobooks go, it's going to be very affordable. We're going to have it in at a very good price for people, because we want it to be, you know, we want to help the Blitzers out. So that'll be coming very soon. And people keep asking what happened to the old podcast stuff. Everything now is Podcast Arena. It's also very mobile friendly. Great site. So check it out. And I also want to mention that I had one pick for the Canadian Football League this week. The 1-10 Saskatchewan Roughriders are -2. They're going to win and win big. So there's a CFL play for you.
Who are they playing up against?
What's that?
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Ottawa
Red Blacks.
The Red That's Blacks, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So and they're getting Kevin Glenn back, who was their second quarterback who got hurt. So I expect them to win easily. Somebody asked earlier in the week, said Temple might be a player. Are you off that now? I don't know yet whether I'm going to play it or not. I'm looking at it. But those are for the show. Those are the ones we're doing. I'll probably have. Well, I've got four for sure that I'm doing. I might play five or six. I'll probably play more college this week because I just do not like the NFL. There's no games where I think the line's out of whack. There's not any angles that I'm in love with. I'll pick three for the purposes of what we're doing, but I don't know that I'm betting anything this weekend on the NFL. And you know what? That's one of the things we always talk about. That RJ always says is one of the best weapons you have is the ability to pass on a game. So.
Yeah, usually I'm between 2 and 4 games that I really like. I had to force the issue with 2 games this week in the NFL.
See, that's, well, one thing you don't want to do is force it.
Bad word choice there.
Anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And Jason Braddock, of course. We were just talking, though, off air a little bit about why was Rick Smith the one doing the press conference today to talk about the field? Shouldn't that be a Jamie Roots thing?
Yeah, Rick mentioned that he's a part of the competition committee, and I don't think
that makes it sound even more like he just got his nose slapped in.
Exactly. When he just came out freelance and speaking and mentioned that he's a part of the competition committee, that made me feel that was mentioned as a part that's where the pressure came on him for them to make the decision. Obviously, they're saying they made the decision, which that's what you'd expect them to do. But, yeah, same thing you were saying in the break is exactly what I was thinking, that this seemed like something better suited for Jamie Roots to be delivering.
Yeah, the whole thing is strange, but I'm glad they're doing something finally. It's just – this is something that should have been done years ago.
Yeah, I guess it don't matter how you get there. Maybe the timing does matter, how far it's taken to get there, and now – you know, they fully expect this to be completely done before their next game against Tampa Bay. So you'll have the #1 overall pick. And that'll probably be the answer to a trivia question one day. But have first overall pick Jameis Winston as the first opposing quarterback to play on the artificial turf here.
Yeah, that's a trivia question. All right. See, this is why I'm not doing trivia with you, because you'll come up with stuff like that.
And I'll keep it in the back of the storage for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, really?
And then I'll
like, who's going to remember that? We'll get to this next segment when we're going to go through all the NFL games. But I find it kind of interesting, the Heisman battles that we've had the last couple of weeks. Because last week you had Mariota Winston. This week you're going to have Mariota and Sir Jonathan Football.
Yeah, and I saw somebody actually tweeted out that he plays Mark Ingram and Cam Newton this year.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, is that the last 5 in a row Heisman?
Well, Bob Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
So now he just goes by Bob, right?
That's what we call him.
When you get demoted, you don't even get the full Robert.
No, we've been calling him Bob for a while here, and it always offends Baylor fan. His name's Robert Griffin. Like, yeah, no, he's Bob now. And until he gets back out there and starts going crazy, he's going to be Bob.
Is he still doing scout team safety work up there in Washington?
I'm sure he is, but yeah, that's a guy that just needs to. I think he needs to change the scenery, and I think he needs to. I don't know, man.
That's such a bad situation up there. I mean, just everything that Washington touched, it's like the anti-Midas touch. And that's the reason I took the Dolphins with the Redskins. They kind of scared me last week.
Ooh, that was too scary.
Yeah, Miami finally covered. A couple things fell my way, but I didn't expect to be clinching that tight.
that was my biggest play of the weekend, too. So that was a serious sweat. And I was at the Texans game checking my phone constantly.
Oh, I was, too. And then something happened in the Texans game. I lost focus, and I was like, okay, give me the score. And then it was 17-10. I'm like, okay, so they covered. Because I honestly didn't think that was going to be close. And then I felt like in the Jacksonville situation, I got killed. Your starting wide receiver goes out injured and comes back in, but he was never the same guy. Your star wide receiver, and you lose your starting left tackle all early on in that game. Jacksonville was up, what was it? I think Jacksonville was up 9-3 or 9-6 or something like that before Jokel and Allen Robinson went down. And then with Jokel out and Allen Robinson playing injured, Carolina was just easily able to take that game.
Getting some questions about Florida State -7.5 against Boston College tonight. I have no opinion on that one. I'm sorry. I don't. It's just not a game that I'm interested in playing. I think the number's about right. And, yeah, it's just these road teams. We saw this last night with Louisville. These road teams on Thursday, Friday night, or home teams that are dogs, they're hard to bet against. I think Florida State is much better than Boston College, and I think they should go in there and house them. But outside of touchdown, I just can't play it.
And they got the Myrtle Beach kid at quarterback. So for whatever that's worth, I just want to get that out there. Make sure that's known before you make your bet. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, hour away from Florence, South Carolina.
You're kind of a Carolina person, aren't you?
When I was younger, I said any chance I get to put on for my city, I would. So it you brought it up. You brought up the Notre Dame game. The Florida State game, and you got a quarterback that transferred. He just happened to be from Myrtle Beach.
Oh, come on. You want to talk about a reach there. We're going to have to pop your shoulder back into place. Oh, let's go to the Florida quarterbacks from there. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
All right, when we come back, we'll take you through all the NFL games. But you know what? I want to give something away on the way out here. How about two tickets to see the Dynamo take on Sporting Kansas City Wednesday, September 23rd. Kickoff is at 7:30 at BBVA Compass Stadium. Special offers for next Wednesday's game are now available. Plus, there's a post-game fireworks show presented by Kroger. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. Caller number 10. You're going to see the Dynamo.
That sounds like opposing strippers fighting off. Dynamo versus Sporting Kansas City.
Like Sporting Ladies?
Yeah, Sporting Kansas City against the Dynamo attack. Like, I picture Breaking. You remember Breaking from the 80s? The movie with Turbo and Ozone?
Yes.
All right, so that's what I picture.
Then there
I
was Breaking opposing. 2, Electric
Boogaloo. Yeah, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah. Greatest movie title of all time.
Yeah, pretty much, other than Snakes on a Plane. That was pretty good, too. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll go through the NFL. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. So you probably wouldn't know anything about these guys either. They're a punk band that covers everything. They're called Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. They were doing the Led Zeppelin thing at the end. This is getting all nice and relaxed, right? Getting all calm with this. Give it a second. College Game Day, presented by Coors Light, is hosted by me. Saturday at Luke's Ice House in the Heights. Now I got to let the good part go now. I love this. Anyway, College Game Day, presented by Coors Light, is hosted by me Saturday at Luke's Ice House in the Heights. The party starts at 2:30 with LSU taking on Auburn. Join us for a cold one. Register to win tickets to see Texas take on Oklahoma State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn and catch all the games. So, yeah, come on out to Luke's tomorrow. I'll be there from 2:30 to 4:30, and we'll probably have an adult beverage. And I know Sunday you are going to be out as well at Little J's on Washington for the Up for Whatever. You got some cool stuff going on there.
That is correct. I will be out there. We'll take in the Texans game. And if you are anti-Ryan Mallett, feel free to come out just to get in my face and tell me I told you so.
Yeah, and you can come tell him how much you hate Clemson, too.
No, you don't want to do that. And come on, guys. Come on in. The water's fine.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm almost sad that I burned the Disney pinup story from yesterday, the Disney princesses, because I really would have liked to have heard Braddock's opinion on which Disney princess he would, you know, have relations with.
Go have relations. Awesome. Go through the names of all of them again, because, I mean, right now, just the early in the clubhouse leader is Jasmine.
Okay. You know what? You just regained some cool points.
Okay.
Jasmine, number one. Ariel as a human. No, Ariel's a fish, number two. Ariel is a human, three.
Wait. How do you put the fish over the human first? I want to know the mindset.
Curiosity.
Curiosity.
I just want to know how that would work.
All right.
That's my top three, and then probably Belle after that. And then Snow White.
All right. Yeah, they just all get very goody-goody after. I mean, Jasmine just seems like she's got some freak.
Oh, Jasmine's definitely a freak.
Yeah, I mean, Jasmine's the type that, yeah, all right, I'm going to run around here and fly on your magic carpet. But, you know, you know the deal with Jasmine. I mean, Jasmine's, yeah, exactly. It's hammer time. And, I mean, to keep it quarterback friendly around here, I mean, you know with Jasmine, you could drop the mallet. You know?
I think she would have hooked up with Jafar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jafar is just too busy playing with his monkey, you know? Yeah. What was the monkey's name?
Well, we all have problems with that.
Right, exactly. I tried to clean it up.
No. Aladdin had the monkey.
Yeah, Aladdin had the monkey.
Jafar had the
same
parrot.
Yeah, the parrot. Jafar had the parrot. Jafar was allegedly the bad guy. I think he was just misunderstood, though, as is usually the case in these things.
Right.
He just
ran out of weed. That's all it was.
I didn't take it. I wish I had, because I'm guessing, you know, those guys probably had some pretty good stuff. But yeah, Jasmine 1, Ariel the fish 2, Ariel human 3, yeah, Belle 4, Snow White 5. That's my top 5.
But you know the stuff they had was potent. I mean, these guys are hopping on carpets, you know, like on welcome mats, and think they're flying.
You don't, but you know what? You don't think Snow White had a little freak in her?
Oh, you know
I think she had 7.
Yeah. It's just yes.
Anyway. All right.
That deserve two.
let's get back to what actually there was a Disney related thing to this because the story was in GQ and it's a Florida man, of course. He says he was banned from Disney World because he joked about building a meth lab in his room. David Swindle, which I thought this was a fake story, but it is from GQ, was staying at the Pop Century Resort over Labor Day weekend when he became upset with an employee or cast member, as they're called, right?
Yeah.
He wanted to extend his room. They weren't dealing with it quickly enough, so apparently he got frustrated. He says Jesus comes first in his life, followed by his family, and then Disney. It's like, okay. But he joked that he could build a meth lab in his room in the time it would take to get some service. I'm going to guess alcohol was involved in this because he probably didn't sound the way he thought it did. Because it triggered a middle-of-the-night raid by Orange County Sheriff's deputies and the Disney security. And not only that, they have banned him, lifetime ban from the Disney properties. Says, don't know why I said meth lab. I should have said I was going to build an atomic bomb or something else. No, not a good plan there, sir.
That's awesome, though. I mean, the dude, so he works for Disney.
No, he was visiting.
Oh, he was visiting.
And now he's banned from all Disney properties because he was threatening to build a meth lab, allegedly. I'm guessing there was more to it than that. I bet you dude was like, man, I got to stay an extra day so I can build a meth lab in the room or something like that. There's always more to it. It's like, you know that kid with the clock story? Did you ever see a picture of that clock?
I have no clue. What's the clock story?
Yeah, really? Are you that out of touch? You know what? I was going to ask him. Well, first, let's do the music. That's the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, when we come back, you're going to get a quiz on something.
Is it current events?
I'm not telling you. Jong and I already talked about this early in the week.
Oh, man.
And how you answer it is going to determine what we think of you for the rest of your life. So well, no pressure.
No pressure there. Can I phone a friend or use a lifeline?
No, no, no. You trivia'd me on the show, which I hate. So you're just going to have to answer a question. Very simple question. Nothing to it.